please allow me to introduce the author and presenter of this program, internationally known author and speaker, Gary Turek. Gary Turek has spoken before hundreds of thousands of people across the world. He was named Outstanding Speaker of the 20th Century by the International Biographical Center in Cambridge, England. The American Seminar Leaders Association calls Gary one of the world's most respected authorities and trainers on mental power development. Gary has been nominated by several national organizations, such as the National Association of Campus Activities, beating out such people as Colin Powell for the Best Lecturer of the Year. And he is the winner of the Association for the Promotion of Campus Activities Best Lecturer of the Year Award. Some universities which have recently asked Gary to speak include Harvard University, Cornell University, Boston University, MIT, and Tufts. Gary now frequently appears on national television and radio talk shows. Over the past few years, Gary has interviewed and worked with some of the most successful people in the world, everyone from presidents of countries to professional sports teams.
Hi, I'm Gary Turek. Welcome to Better Grades in Less Time. You are about to learn what I use to bring myself from being one of the slowest readers I know to now being one of the fastest readers to graduate Cornell University. I used to be an extremely slow reader, and I discovered a way to increase my reading speed to over 1,000 words per minute. You are about to learn how to do the same thing for yourself. This program is not a study skills workshop or boring class. This is about how to get your work done quicker so you have more free time. When I was 23, I founded a company to help students double their reading speed. I started giving presentations at high schools, colleges, and the results were a lot better than I expected. Every time I gave a presentation, everyone in the room doubled their reading speed, even rooms of hundreds at a time. As my reputation grew, more schools than I could possibly speak at wanted me to speak at their school. And after speaking at Harvard, MIT, Tufts, Boston University, the media came to me and wanted to find out my secrets. I thought that was kind of neat. Often people wonder how at such a young age I was able to accomplish so much. I have to say that a lot of the success I've achieved is due to the positive response I was getting from my lectures. Newspapers started writing articles about my success, and then businesses started calling me, asking me to do training. The American Seminar Leaders Association asked me to give a seminar to train the trainers at their annual convention, and as people found out about the 23-year-old who got standing ovations, my reputation grew even more. And that's what led me to create these cassettes for you. After my presentations, students, parents, and teachers started asking me to put together a program that they could bring home for themselves. I thought the idea was great. This way I'd be able to help more people. Better Grades in Less Time was created as a result of these requests, and for all of you who haven't had the opportunity to hear me live. Let me ask you a question. How much would it mean to you if you can get all your reading done in about half the time? What would it mean to you if you were able to get your work done in half the time it takes you now? How would that make you feel? You know, people pay hundreds of dollars to acquire this skill that you're about to learn. Recently, I was at a business training on speed reading and a lady interrupted. So I said, yes. She raised her hand and she says, Sonny, she was an older lady, courses cost $500 to learn this stuff. You know, a lot of people often tell me after my programs that the information on speed reading I teach, if they had to pay for it on their own to take a similar program, would cost them a few hundred dollars. You know why programs out there charge so much money? Because they make the course into an extra long course, and then they fill that time with useless filler material so they can justify charging so much. They make the course last forever and end up wasting our time instead of just giving us the information we need. In this program, I give you the information you need, and that's one of the reasons why the results of this program have been so positive. What you are going to get here in this program and in the book are the golden nuggets of information. You are going to get the information which makes the difference. Now, this program is not just a one-way thing. You're going to get involved, and you'll be doing things throughout the program. In fact, in just a little while, we are going to test your initial reading speed to see how fast you're reading. Later on, after you've practiced some of the speed reading exercises, we'll test your speed again so you can see how much you've improved. Most people, whether they be elementary school students, high school students, college students, or business executives, most people double to triple their reading speed with full comprehension using my techniques. One of the most valuable things you are going to learn in this program is how to read at twice your speed with full comprehension. This skill is going to help you for the rest of your life. You'll be reading at twice the speed you read at right now. I guarantee you. Now, those are pretty big claims. You're probably saying to yourself, hey, is that really possible? Will I really be able to double my speed? Will I really have that much more time to spend with my boyfriend or girlfriend? or to spend looking for a boyfriend or girlfriend? Will I really be able to get ahead in my work? Or probably more likely, will I finally be able to catch up in all that work I have to do? You know, most students get behind after the first week of classes, and then they spend the rest of the semester trying to catch up. It's like there's this golden rule, right? Like you're not allowed to catch up or get ahead in any of your work. And the funny thing is that everybody follows it. And the answer to the question, will you really have that much more time to get your work done, is yes. And I think that once you see where I'm coming from and how I got started with faster reading, you'll understand how this is possible. When I was in high school, I was an extremely slow reader. I used to read something and have no idea what I just read. Did you ever read something and have no idea what it's about? So you have to go back and reread over everything? That was me when I read. My mind used to wander and I used to daydream. Well, when I was in the 8th grade, I could barely understand my reading assignments on my own. The last 10 minutes of class, the teacher gave us time to start our reading assignment for the night. And I used to just sit there and stare at my book, pretending I was reading so I wouldn't get in trouble. And then when I got home, my mother would read each paragraph and explain it to me. Otherwise, I wouldn't understand it. You might wonder, how the heck did I ever get into Cornell University? Well, by the 9th grade, I started understanding on my own, but I was reading at an incredibly slow rate. When I was a junior in high school, I decided to teach myself speed reading. I got as many books on reading as I could get my hands on, and I read them all very slowly at the time. I created many of my own exercises, and I experimented with many techniques until I found one that worked. I found that as I picked up my speed, my understanding of what I was reading was increasing. When you read faster, instead of getting caught up in the words, the whole meaning starts to come to you and you stop wasting time trying to understand. I continued to practice my techniques, and senior year at Cornell University, I decided to put what I learned to the test. I didn't do any reading in any of my classes for the last third of the semester, until 1 week before the final. I was carrying a full load, taking 5 courses. Each had about 350 pages of reading material for that third of the course, and I allowed myself only 1 day to do all of the reading for each class. On Monday, I did the reading for my psychology and the law course. I had to read 7 chapters of text, each having at least 25 pages of text material, plus 200 pages of additional handout reading material on top of that. Now, in the past, I would have had trouble getting through 1 or 2 chapters in a day. Now, I was getting through 2 chapters like it was nothing. The next day, I did all my reading for another course, and the next day, I did the same thing for another course, each day reading about 350 pages. I was able to get through all of the reading, and I did extremely well on the exams. The techniques which enabled me to do this are what you're going to learn today. How does that sound? I'm excited to show this stuff to you. You're going to get good at this by the time we're done here. Yeah, get down. Get ready to learn this stuff. By getting your body's posture right, you're going to learn this stuff better. You know, your body's posture affects how well you're able to learn information. So wherever you are, whether you're in your room, in your car, at the kitchen table, wherever you are, lean forward and sit up a bit and get your body in position which says, come on, I want to learn. Go ahead, do it now. Nobody's looking. Lean forward. Yeah, right now. Just sit up a bit and lean forward. If you get your body's posture right, like I said, you're going to do a lot better. If you're trying to pick somebody up at a dance and your head's down and your shoulders are slumped and your body's saying, hey, I'm kind of tired. Yeah, I'm a loser. Do you want to dance with me? You ain't going to do too good. But if you're up, if your posture's good, if you're feeling good, if you're looking good, you're going to perform a lot better. Now, don't take the word perform the wrong way. So get yourself in that mode now. Get your body in position to learn. Have it saying, hey, I'm alert. In the book is everything you need to know in order to get better grades in less time. Sometimes it helps to get a verbal explanation of what you're reading. You'll learn speed reading techniques, which will help you double your reading speed. 2 teaches you memory techniques to easily memorize lists, facts, jokes, speeches, dates. You could also use this information to help you memorize hundreds of new vocabulary words. Persuasion. I did a survey when I was creating this program, and I asked students what they wanted to know. I asked if students were interested in learning how to persuade, and almost all of them responded, yeah, with a lot of students asking, hey, can I really use this information to persuade my boyfriend or girlfriend to do certain things? The reason I was thinking about putting persuasion into this program is because a large part of being successful is convincing others your ideas are good. To get good grades in school, that's all right, but that's not enough to succeed. A study was done on graduating engineers at a few universities. What they found was a few years following graduation, the students making the most money were not the students who received the highest grades in college, but the students who were able to most effectively convince others that their ideas were good. So part about being successful in life is knowing how to persuade. Three is your music tape. This is music designed to study to. The music is ideal to have in the background while you study because there aren't any words. Listening to music with words while you study actually causes your mind to work slower. Because without you even realizing it, your mind has to filter out background words from the music in order to process the information you're reading. Later in the book, you could read the explanation behind why listening to music with words actually slows your mental functioning. The music aids in your concentration because it helps block out background noise while allowing you to concentrate. After studying to the music, I'm sure you're going to see why it's great music to study to and also good music just to listen to while you're relaxing. Timing tape. You use this tape to practice the speed reading exercises described on 1. Don't worry, the exercise only takes 5 minutes to do and it's really easy. I'm not going to give you any big assignments to do here, okay? However, the results you're going to notice from these little assignments are pretty incredible. By both reading the information and listening to it here, you will better acquire the skills which will help you read faster and get better grades in less time. Like I said earlier, you're not going to just listen. You're going to have to do some work here with me, okay? Hey, I didn't hear your answer. If we're going to make you a better student, we've got to work together, all right? So let me hear you. Are you ready to work together? Come on, let me hear you. Just say yes. Oh, hey, I heard your answer. Now, that's stupid. How could I hear you? Well, what's important here is that we're working together to make you a faster reader and a more productive student. You're going to be required to do some exercises along the way if you want to improve. John F. Kennedy, while he was president, read 7 newspapers and a book each morning. You know, his concentration was so intense that you could stand right behind him and talk to him while he was reading, and he wouldn't even know you were there. You'd have to tap him on the shoulder and say, "Hey, John." His concentration was kind of like what happens to most of us when we watch TV. You've got to say, "Hey, Billy, snap out of it." And you're going to find that as you read faster, your concentration improves. John F. Kennedy got upset at his cabinet for not being able to keep up with him, so he hired a speed reading course to come in and teach them. Let me ask you, do you feel you're a slow reader? Have you ever stressed from having too much work to do? You know, a lot of students think, if I just work harder, if I just put in a little more effort, then I'll do better in school. Now, that's a great attitude. That's what got me through my younger years in school. But a lot of students think working harder is the only answer, and that's not true. You don't have to work harder. Working smarter is the answer to getting better grades with less effort. The problem is that we're never taught how. Teachers give us more and more work to do as we go through the years in school, but they never give us the tools to get it all done. This program gives you the tools, and that's why the students who have taken this program are able to get their work done so much quicker than those who haven't. Remember when you were a kid on the beach in your sandbox with your little sand shovel? Use that little shovel to build a little sandcastle. Well, what happens now if you're home, and this winter dad says, "Shovel the driveway," and all you have is that little shovel? Well, what's going to happen? You're going to have to work really long and really hard, right? Well, that's what most of us are doing when it comes time for schoolwork. What I'm going to give you is a big shovel now. Now, forget that. What I'm going to give you is a snowplow, and you're going to plow right through this work. The first thing we want to do before we do anything else is test your initial reading speed. How fast do you read right now? If you took one of my seminars, you should already have your initial reading speed. Your initial reading speed allows you to see how much you improve. If you got this program from some other way than through one of my seminars, then you need to set an initial rate for yourself. We're going to do that for you right now. Go get a book so we can test your speed. Don't use the book that came with this program, and make it a book you haven't already read. And a book that's not too difficult. Novels are best. So stop the tape for a minute and go get the book. After you've found a book, push play again. Stop the tape right now. Great, you're back with us. Only continue listening to this if you already have a book in your hands. Otherwise, the information on this tape is useless to you. So if you haven't gotten a book, really, just stop the tape for a minute, grab a book, and come back. All right, what I'm going to give you now is 1 minute to read so we can time your speed. You can begin reading from anywhere or any chapter in the book you want. When you're reading for this first minute, read for full comprehension. Imagine you'll be tested on what you're reading. When the minute is up, mark with a pencil the place where you ended. I'll give you a few seconds now to find a place in the book to start reading from. Okay, now begin reading at the tone, and I'll tell you when 1 minute is up. Ready? how fast did you read? Notice the question is not how fast do you read, because you will be reading faster. You have no set reading speed. How fast did you read? A quick way to count the number of words you read is to add the number of words on three full lines and then divide by three. This leaves you with the average number of words per line. So say there were 10 words on one line, 11 on another, and 8 on another. The average is about 10 words per line. Then multiply this number 10 by the number of lines you read in 1 minute. What you get is the initial rate in number of words per minute. This is your initial reading speed. By the end of the tape, if you practice these exercises, you will have doubled that speed. I've helped thousands of students already double their speed with increased comprehension, so believe you can. When you have faith in yourself and you believe you can, it makes achieving that goal much easier. The average person reads about 200 to 350 words per minute. We will get you reading at about 600 to 1,200 words per minute. And when you're in college reading at about 250 words per minute, you know, it's pretty much either part of your pass. You do your work every day, and you'll find you don't have time to go out, meet people, have a good time. You won't have time to grab a pizza or get into the basketball game or go to that party you're interested in going to because you have too much work to do. But if you can read 2 to 3 times faster right now, you can go to all the parties, play basketball, volleyball, do your aerobics, do anything, and still get all your work done without stressing. Well, why do we read so slowly? The reason we read slowly is because of the way teachers taught us how to read when we were in school. Listen to what happened when we were first learning how to read. In grade school, our teacher sat us in a circle called our reading group. And what did the teacher have us do? Well, she had us take turns reading aloud. We sounded out each word as we read. And when it wasn't our turn, we were practicing saying every word to ourselves so that when it was our turn, we'd do a good job. Then the teacher sent us back to our seats and said, "Read silently to yourself." Well, what did that mean? As a little kid, this meant saying every word silently to yourself while coming close to saying them out loud. And many times, a lot of us moved our tongue, lips, and throat. This is the first stage of reading, the slowest stage. The second stage of reading is where you say every word mentally to yourself as you read, but you don't move your lips or throat anymore. Most people are in this stage. When you're in the second stage, you keep yourself from reading faster. If you say every word to yourself, you can only read about 350 words a minute. And that's why most of the population reads so much slower than they can. They're limited by how fast they can say every word to themselves. The third and final stage of reading is where you can see the words and they register in your brain. You don't have to say every word to yourself. You can just see the words and know them. In this third stage, you can read about 1,000 words a minute or more. You're going to push yourself now to read faster than you ever have before. You will break the habit of saying each word to yourself as you read, and you'll start to enter into this final stage of reading. As you read faster, you make better connections to what the author is saying. And when you read slowly, word by word, you get caught up in the words. You lose the bigger picture and your comprehension drops. As you practice these techniques, start reading faster, and you'll be pleasantly surprised to find out that your understanding of what you're reading increases. Now, how about the pleasure you get from reading? You know, when I'm speaking at businesses, people often ask me things like, "Well, don't you lose the pleasure of reading when you speed read?" The answer is, slow down when you want to and enjoy the great book. If reading poetry or prose, read at a slower rate and appreciate the work. You are going to learn to be a flexible reader, slowing down when you need to and speeding up when you want to get through large amounts of boring material. However, you will find that reading faster often enhances the pleasure you get from reading. You're able to get through more in one sitting and the overall impact of what you're feeling is greater. When you read faster, you see everything as a whole rather than in segmented parts. Imagine having to watch a movie in a series of cuts. You only get to see 30 minutes, and then you have to stop. Well, would that lead to more pleasure of the movie? Of course not. Well, when you read faster, you get more pleasure because you get through more in one sitting. You'll be able to read more books, and that means more pleasure. And you've also got the pleasure of being able to get through your large reading assignments in about half the time. Now, that's pleasure. Many people think of speed reading as skimming or scanning the material with less comprehension. I want you to know that's not what we're going to do. If you don't comprehend what you read, then it's useless to read fast. You can read as fast as you want, but that doesn't mean anything if you're not going to remember it. What you are going to learn how to do is read faster, but with better comprehension. You're not going to skim. You are going to read every word of the material. Kind of like driving a car. You get from one place to another, perhaps in half the time, but your tires still pass over the same distance and you still see everything along the way. Did you know that your eyes don't move smoothly across the line when you read? When you read, your eyes make a series of stops. Have someone read silently to themselves a few lines at the top of a page in our book. Watch their pupils closely, and you'll see that their eyes move in a series of jerks, making many stops per line. Faster readers make a few stops per line, while slow readers make many stops per line. Each time your eye stops, it's processing the information you just read. When you increase your eye span, you decrease the number of stops your eye needs to make, and you increase your reading speed. The following exercises you are about to do will train your eyes to take in larger groups of words at a time, and train you to shorten the length of time that you pause at each group of words. Stop now and do the first few exercises in the speed reading section of the book. After listening to this tape, read the entire section on speed reading in the book. There are excellent exercises in the book that are not on this tape. These exercises are in the book and not on the tape because you need to read the exercises in order to do them. Okay, so you should have completed some of the exercises in the book. Now, training yourself to read faster is the same way you train yourself to get better at a sport. You practice, you push yourself, and then you get better. You've been reading the past few years, but who's been pushing you to read faster? Who's been training you to become a more alert, quicker reader? When I ask audiences who in the past few years has been reading, I usually get a few hundred yeses, hardly ever any no's. And when I ask who's gotten significantly faster in the past few years, usually no one answers. People seem to accept their reading speed as it is, as if it's not changeable. If I'd ask, is there anyone who's been pushing you to play sports better, like friends or coaches? You know, the answer is usually yes. And if I ask if they've gotten better, the answer is always yes. Well, that sounds interesting. Push yourself to get better and you do. Don't push yourself to get better and you don't. Don't be surprised people read as slowly as they do. What usually happens when you play sports with somebody that's better than you? Do you notice that you start to play better? When you go running with somebody that's faster than you, you run faster. When you read, you're on your own. Only you can push yourself to improve. You are about to push yourself to read faster with the same comprehension. The way you accomplish this is by using your hand. Your hand is your coach or trainer that pushes you to read faster. Your hand's the ideal trainer because, you know, your eyes naturally follow your hand. If you put a finger over your eye, touching your closed eyelid, you will feel your eyes move from left to right as you move your hand from left to right. Go ahead and try it. Your hand is what's going to train you to read faster. You will move your hand quickly across each line, and your eyes will naturally follow. You will start reading as if there were a better athlete at your side, and you'll start to pick up some speed. We're going to do an exercise now to learn this technique. Go get a book if you haven't done so already. Turn to any page in the book, and then turn the book upside down. We're turning the book upside down because I don't want you to concentrate on reading the words. I want you to get comfortable with moving your hand. With a page upside down, underline the words with your pointer finger and your middle fingers. Underline the words with your fingers moving from left to right, which is the normal motion of your eyes. Put just a little bit of space in between the two fingers. The reason you don't point with just one finger is because that narrows your eye span to seeing only one word at a time. We want to widen your eye span to take in whole groups of words at a time. Start with your pointer and middle fingers below the first word on the line, and move your hand across until you get to the end. Rest your fingers on the page, just gently touching the surface, and lift your hand off the page as you move it back to the beginning of the next line. Don't worry about reading any words now. Just get the technique of using your hand. Take about 2 seconds per line and keep your hand moving in a steady rhythmic motion. Continue moving your hand down the page until you get to the end. Make sure you aren't moving your head as you move your hand. Okay, great. Later we will actually read the page right side up using your hand. We're just getting warmed up now. Why does using your hand increase your speed? There are 4 reasons. The first reason, as previously mentioned, is that your hand is your trainer. It's what pushes you to read faster. When you are reading, your hand will be moving down the page at a rapid rate and your eyes will follow. This is how you start to push yourself to read faster. As you practice, your comprehension increases. The second reason is that using your hand forces you to take in more words at a time. Moving your hand at a rapid rate forces you to read without saying every word to yourself. The third reason that using your hand helps you read faster is that it keeps you from rereading. Your hand keeps moving down the page. You have no chance to regress, so you're forced to learn the material the first time. The fourth reason is that using your hand helps keep you awake. Hey, have you ever noticed yourself starting to drift or fall asleep as you read? Here's a different question. Have you ever fallen asleep doing the dishes? No? Why not? Because you were physically involved, right? You're probably saying, isn't that stupid? How could I fall asleep doing the dishes? Well, now you're physically involved in the reading process. Using your hand keeps you active and focused. You stay alert because you are physically involved. Here's the 5-minute exercise that will get you reading faster. If there is only one exercise you ever do to increase your reading speed, this is it. This is the technique which I use to double and then triple my reading speed. This technique alone is what enables the people I work with to double their speed. Go get the book that we tested your initial reading speed on. We're going to use this book again to practice the 5-minute exercise. As you do this, you will underline the words with your hand as you read. You want to underline the words with your pointer finger and middle finger, as we said earlier. Underlining is crucial to your success. The exercise we're about to do, the 5-minute exercise, is outlined in the book if you need further explanation. You've already completed the first step of the exercise when we tested your initial reading speed. Remember, you read for 1 minute at your full comprehension rate. Then you counted the number of words you read and wrote that down. Now you have the book that you tested your initial reading speed in front of you. You already read a section of this book for 1 minute. Now you're going to reread over the same section you already read, only this time you're going to use your hand. The reason for reading over the same material again will soon make sense to you. Now this time, read the material at twice your speed. That's step two now. After 30 seconds, you should be already into new reading material. You may not comprehend everything, but that's okay. Just make sure you get to about twice the distance in the book after 1 minute. If you can understand at this speed, great. If not, try to get the main idea. Make sure your hand underlines all the words and make sure you at least see every word, even if you don't understand what you're reading. You'll be surprised that you understand more than you think you will. Go ahead now and do step two. Reread from the beginning at twice your speed for 1 minute. I'll time you. Ready? Begin. Okay, great. Now go back to the beginning once again, and now you're going to reread over the material at 3 times your speed. Just try and understand as much as you can. This exercise is designed to push you. Just make sure that after 1 minute, you've gotten to 3 times your original distance. Go ahead and do that now. Begin reading at 3 times your speed from the beginning for 1 minute. Ready? Begin. All right, put a mark in the book where you just ended. Start reading from this mark for 1 minute for full comprehension and use your hand. This is a new reading material now. This is the final step of the 5-minute drill. Read to understand. Use your hand. Ready? Begin. How fast did you read? Count the number of words you read in that last minute. Compare this to the initial reading speed we timed you at earlier in the program. How are you doing? Now you're starting to read faster. Congratulations! If you were now to read at the same rate when you started, you would find that your initial reading speed is really slow, and that you can comprehend at a much faster rate. That's the exercise. That's the drill, which will increase your reading speed. When you're reading 2 to 3 times your speed, you know you're forcing yourself to read without mentally saying every word to yourself. Now you're starting to just look at the words and have them register. Record your final reading speed after practicing the technique. Don't go on until you've practiced the technique and recorded your speed. If you haven't done the exercise with me, start now. Go get an easy book and do it. Yes, you've got to get up now, get to work and do it. It just takes 5 minutes. So stop the tape, get a book if you haven't done so already, and do the 5-minute exercise. Now that you've done the 5-minute exercise, you see how quick and easy it is. There's a chart in the speed reading section of the book for you to mark your progress. Keep in mind that your rates will change as you read different books. Some books you'll obviously be able to read faster than others. Write your initial rate in the first box below the day of the week and your final rate in the second box below that day. At the end of the week, the chart should be filled and you'll be reading at about twice the rate you started at. Go ahead right now, just stop the tape for a minute and fill in the chart in the book with the rates you got today. Good. You will find that as you practice this exercise for 5 minutes a day, both your speed and your comprehension will improve. Question: did you use your hand when you read for that final minute of the 5-minute exercise? Always use your hand from now on. A friend of mine who attended NYU undergrad proofread my first version of this book. He called me up a week later and said he started using his hand after reading the book, and he doubled his speed. Now he never reads without it. It saves him hours of time. Use your hand from now on, and you'll read faster. I can see you in a museum in a month from now, walking up to the signs and moving your hand. Don't use your hand there, and don't use it on the street signs. But whenever you're reading a book, magazine, paper, anything that's written on paper, use your hand. The complete exercise, when you don't understand what to do, should only take about 5 minutes. 1 minute to read at full comprehension, a second minute to read at double your speed, a third minute to read at triple your speed, a fourth minute to read at full comprehension again. The whole exercise actually only takes 4 minutes. The fifth minute of the 5-minute exercise is given to you to count the number of words you read. Now, it's only the listener who has been taking action. The listener who, if you haven't done so already, practices the exercise, who will be reading faster. Stop the tape and practice the technique. Get in the habit of taking immediate action. Do it now for 5 minutes. Then mark your reading speeds for today in the weekly chart. Don't go on until you've recorded your rates. Use your hand whenever you are reading. Every time you read textbooks, magazines, newspapers, continue to use your hand until it becomes natural and automatic to read with it. Magazines are a great place to start practicing using the technique of using your hand. At first, you might feel like you're not understanding as much as you'd like to. Just like in sports, if after pushing yourself, after practice and lessons, you go back and play with the people who haven't improved, you notice that you're playing better. You will find that when you go back and compare your new reading rate to your old reading rate, you'll see you're actually reading a lot faster and with better comprehension. You pushed yourself to read faster for the first time in your life, and now you're adjusting to a faster speed. No concentration is lost. You don't lose the quality of your sprint when you practice to train to run faster. You don't lose the quality of your forearm in tennis when you train to improve. If anything, you get better. And because of all the practice, you start swinging more accurately. You don't lose your comprehension when you train to read faster. In fact, your comprehension goes up because you're able to get through more material. The overall connections make more sense and you start to understand the larger picture instead of taking in separate, fragmented pieces. So practice today, and soon you'll be reading rapidly with total comprehension. You know, the funny thing is that there are people listening right now who aren't going to continue to practice the exercises. They may practice once right now, and then they'll put this program on the shelf to sit there for a while. These listeners will stay at the same slow speed forever. They won't find time to do the 5-minute exercise every day, and they won't improve. Practice the techniques for 5 minutes a day over the course of a week, over the course of a month, and then the results you will notice will be incredible. But you've got to practice every day. It's worth it. Are you going to practice every day? This is the test. because the people that practice today and tomorrow are the ones who will benefit. If you answered yes, yeah, I'm going to continue to practice every day, commit to it. You have a purpose. Make sure you stick to it. Only you can assure your own success. The reason I persuade you to practice the technique every day for the next 7 days and beyond is that most people, if they weren't persuaded, would just listen to the technique and not practice it and miss out on all these benefits. This technique helped me triple my speed, and I want you to double and triple your speed too. I really don't want you to miss out on this information. I mentioned how much you can gain from reading faster. Now convince yourself to make yourself practice these techniques every day. Good luck.